This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome to hour number two of Radio Night Live. We've got a very lively hour for you as you're looking at a live shot of Times Square. I'm telling you, a beautiful, perfect fall day today. We're going to take the little McCulloughs out to do some apple picking tomorrow afternoon after church. So I'm hopeful that we will continue to have really good weather through the weekend, and looking forward to hopefully being able to just do what we need to do next week. Our nation is in tough trouble. And I'm not trying to understate that at all or overstate it. I'm trying to be very accurate about it. But at the beginning of the first hour, I compared the president, Joe Biden, to a wife beater, a spouse abuser, who conditions his partner to not only accept the abuse, but kind of believe that that's the best they've got coming. Because that's what spouse abusers do. They condition their victims so that they almost become thankful for more abuse as it is poured out. And let me give you another example where this is playing out. You've heard about the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, and it's been largely blown up this week because the Democrats couldn't stop fighting amongst themselves to get it done. I'm not saddened by that. I don't want a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. I don't think it's a proper use of taxpayer dollars. For those of you on the screen, I'm sorry that I'm off center. It looks very weird to me too. We're going to work on getting that fixed. But let me just say that when you delved into the infrastructure bill and you look into what they have included in this, you have got a cacophony, if you will, of very strange pieces in this legislation. For instance, there is a piece of this legislation that argues that we need to subsidize, get this, we need to subsidize journalism. Now, I've always thought that the beauty of the American system is that we don't have an officially funded arm of the government that's putting out information, that we have a free and independent press that is able to report on what the government puts out. Favorable, unfavorable, facts, use the information that's given so that we can then make the best decision about what they're doing and respond to it. The independent press in America has always been a very key function of our democracy. But this proposal that's in the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill would actually allow the government to give out money up to $50,000 a year per journalist employed by that outlet. And it's all strings attached. It's all dependent upon whether or not the government that's in office at the time believes that they are meritorious of the subsidy. So what is that? What do you think that means? That means that ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, MSNBC are all going to get big fat checks from the government, partly because they're failing as entities. They're not pulling their own weight in terms of developing audiences, etc. But then they're going to have this boost of cash, so it's not going to matter. Because the government's going to start giving them money just to say that they're subsidizing the industry. And I'm sure they're going to say, but it comes with no strings attached, except that it's all strings attached at the very beginning. Deciding which networks get the checks, deciding which reporters qualify for the subsidies. This is all going to be subjective. So do you think that Fox News or Townhall.com or the Daily Caller or the Daily Wire or any of the other outlets that from time to time report some of the stuff that doesn't get reported in the other places, do you think there's a snowball's chance in that very hot place that they're going to see any of that subsidy? And what happens once you take the money? That's one of the bigger issues. So you've been pumping NBC with all this cash for a period of time, and then all of a sudden they report on a story that you don't particularly like as the president. Well, how would you like it if we just took that subsidy away? How would you like all that cash that we were piling into your pockets just to disappear? See, again, you condition the people to take the abuse. None of the journalism outlets should be wanting this money. They should be proving what a success they are on a commercial level. They should be signing more advertisers and proving that their audience is being super well served by what they're putting on their airwaves. If they did that, they wouldn't have any need for any subsidies at all. But once you've drank deeply from the poison grape, you just have to have more and more of it. And that is yet one more way that the administration is really disrespecting the people in such a big way. Another one is the level of gaslighting that they do. This last week, the press secretary, Jen Psaki, literally came out and said that no honest thinking American should associate that any of the tax cuts that will go into any of the tax raises that will go into effect on businesses will ever be felt by the consumers in the economy. She said as much. It's insane to believe that will happen. But friends, think about this from a very practical standpoint. Do you not know yourself that the cost of the goods that you buy at the store, number one, they've been going up in this year where they've said there's no inflation, another point of gaslighting. There's no inflation. Inflation's not here. Oh, it's only temporary. It's not real. It's not going to be that significant. You know, lumber and copper and other house items that you need to build houses or to expand houses have been up over 400% since the first of the year. But then she says with straight face to the press, it would be irresponsible to say that the consumer will feel any of these tax increases. They're the only ones who are going to feel them. The company can't feel the tax increase. They have to pass along the increases into the prices of the items that they sell or the services they provide. And if they don't do that, then they're going to go out of business. And if you couple that with several other items that they have in the infrastructure bill, be it pay increase with minimum wage, any number of other regulations that they're putting on small businesses, they're doing everything they can to choke small business, and yet they're blaming the lack of activity to keep the economy healthy on businesses. They're saying, well, it's their fault. They're greedy. They're firing people when we're raising the level of work wages. They're passing on the cost to the consumer. Where else are they supposed to take the cost that is different than it was before? I can only make so many, you know, bushels of peaches every year as a farmer. If all of a sudden I now have to, pay more money for every dollar that I make, I'm not making as much to provide for my own family with. Therefore, I have to raise the prices on the peaches in the baskets in order for me to just get back to break even as the farmer. Works that way in every industry. Every single company that will face this, they're all going to pass on their costs to their customers. And it's just dishonest for the White House to say otherwise. But that's the point, isn't it? They are doing these things. They are telling us that reality is not what we know reality to be, and they are conditioning you to take more and more of it. Friends, there was no reason, after 18 months of not losing a single service person in Afghanistan, there was no reason for us to leave Americans behind. There was no reason for us to lose 13 of our finest in the evac. And there's no real reason why he ignored the advice of his generals, which they all testified this week that they gave him different advice than the advice he took or implemented. There's no reason for it at all. And they say to you, he had to do it. He didn't have to do it. The choices weren't binary. there were lots of complicating factors that could have affected the timetable and the speed and everything else. But that's not what they want. They want you to feel like you're the one that's going crazy. Here's the encouraging thing. You're not. When you see this stuff and you get irritated, I got a call from a pastor yesterday. He said, Kev, is this the worst administration we've ever had? I said, well, they're on track. But you're not nuts. That's the important thing. Find your friends that hold these same views. Work together in the local elections in 21, local elections in 22. You're not out of it. And if the House and Senate can be flipped in 22, then he's basically at a stalemate. There's nothing else for him to be able to do with a House and Senate that would be opposing him. So we'll get into that as the time goes by. But the wife beater in chief, it's not pretty. And I'll be writing a column about it that will be published tomorrow at townhall.com. If you'd like to read that and pass that on to your friends, please check that out. It'll come out sometime tomorrow morning. All right, big hour for the Ladies Lounge straight ahead. Jacqueline Toberoff joins me next here on Radio Night Live, live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Hey, welcome back, Radio Night Live for Saturday. And, you know, it's always fun to meet people that are along the path in terms of what they want to accomplish, what they want to do, and particularly for those that have gone into public policy. I have to tell you, one of the more exciting things about spending a life in talk radio media is that I have had the chance to see people take different parts of their life and use them for different things. So a lot of my male friends have spent the early portion of their adult life making a lot of money, and then they say, well, now that I've got all this money, what do I want to do? Well, they end up going into politics. They want to try to serve their fellow man. I've seen an equally kind of exciting thing with moms across the country, where maybe the kids get a little more independent, they're not as needed day to day in the household, and they start turning their focus and attention to things that are going on in the world around them and stuff that they want to make sure their kids are protected from or fighting for or whatever. But it's a passionate thing. And my next guest, first time here in the Ladies Lounge, is a prime example of this. This is a mom who has said, I want to make a difference, and she's not running for Senate or Congress or President. She's starting out in the local arena of the City Council. She's running for the first district City Council seat in Manhattan, here in New York City, and Jacqueline Tobovar. Did I say the last name correctly?
No. Toborov.
I knew I was gonna get it wrong. Anyway, Jacqueline, it's good to have you with us. And you're in the throes of an election campaign. In fact, it's just about 6 weeks away from now that you're going to be being voted for. But let's get to know you a little bit. First of all, what did you do before politics? How would you have described your life and what you were about?
So I'm 43 years old. I'm a mom. I have a small business. I make archival albums. I went to NYU, graduated from Parsons. I've always been creative. I've been a fashion designer, jewelry designer, and for the past 7 years, I've made these gorgeous archival albums. But that being said, just to your earlier point, I was born and raised in Manhattan, and can no longer stand what's going on outside of my window. And I think the reason why so many women for the first time in history are running for city council is not only because it's a local position that really does affect all aspects outside of our window, but because women have been attacked by policies from the Democrats. We can touch upon them, whether it's school. Every poll shows that mothers are the ones that have had to leave their hard-won careers to become overnight stay-at-home teachers, or whether it's the defunding of the NYPD. Women are soft targets. I'm 120 pounds. I can be tossed around like salad. So there have never been more women, more Republican women, getting involved.
Okay, so having said that, and we just jumped right in there. No, that's fine. But the idea is that this means something more to you than trying to draw a constituency paycheck or holding on to a place of power. You're actually viewing it as solving a problem, which, you know, for what it's worth, I think that's what most moms live their lives doing. It's not that they don't have skill sets and dreams and all kinds of other capabilities, but the reality of life is it just visits you one problem at a time, and you basically end up spending your days and nights doing that. Dads do it too in a different way and sometimes in two different degrees. But so let's talk about that. You're a resident of the First District, which is, for people that are not in the New York area, that's the lower tip of Manhattan. It's actually where my Monday through Friday studio is at, 111 Broadway, right there next to Trinity Church. But what type of district is it? What kind of people live there? This is the Wall Street section, but this is also the historic section.
Exactly right. So downtown Lower Manhattan is from Greenwich Village all the way south. It's Greenwich Village, Tribeca, Soho, Nolita, NoHo, Battery Park, Bidai, Chinatown, Little Italy. It is the Civic Center, Governor's Island. It's vast. There are 160,000 people here. It is very traditionally safe and very diverse. The bottom line is we are a historic district. We're the home of where Abraham Lincoln gave that famous Cooper Union speech at your place. I mean, we have the Stock Exchange, the first Supreme Court, Francis Tavern, where George Washington bade farewell to his troops. I mean, this really is the historic district, and they're trying to rezone it. They're trying to purge law-abiding citizens, really taxpayers, from our homes any way they can. Again, whether it is making us feel unsafe, destroying our quality of life, degrading taxes, degrading our real estate investments, raising taxes without any sort of benefit to our lives. Mm. And so, yeah, I am invested in Manhattan. I'm from here. And I don't want to leave. I don't want to be thrown out. I don't want to be driven out. I actually want to make it better.
Let's talk a little bit about schooling for your kids and for what's coming to New York City schools. And by extension, will be trying to be implemented in almost every blue state and every major blue city across the country. But what have you seen in the last couple of years, specifically since the George Floyd incident?
I have seen communities, schools that were supposed to look out for their parents and their students, and amidst being hijacked by COVID and emotional and financial fallout, really leverage the situation and inflict upon us something that we never signed up for. It was never on the mission statement. There was never a referendum. There was never any discussion with the parents. They snuck in the dead of night something called CRT, which is critical race theory. It has a couple of cute little word salad names like DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion. You can see it in all aspects throughout emails. It's weaved in. There are changes to curriculum. There's the removal of accelerated programs. Certain classes are considered racist. Basically, CRT is viewing everyone through the color of their skin, and that is it. So it's really the destruction of democracy. It is the destruction of a meritocracy. And as a parent, I am wholly against it. One of the things the city council does is we actually monitor all local government agencies, including the Department of Education. And I will be one of the loudest voices fighting CRT.
We are speaking with Jacqueline Toborov, I got it right, who is running for the first district seat in Manhattan City Council. And it's a pretty lonely place, City Council is, for conservatives. There's not many, and there are some that are going to be term limited out here soon. So let me ask you, from a perspective of being someone who may have, let's just say, go against the grain kind of ideas, what's your strategy for working with a city council that is overwhelmingly hostile to many of your very same ideas?
Really simple. I am recruiting the women. I am recruiting the moms. There is not one mother, and again, I'm from Manhattan, my entire network are moms, and the majority of them are Democrats. The second I...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal agencies can enforce President Biden's vaccine mandate starting on the 9th of November. That according to a new federal memo that says November 8th would be the deadline for workers to get their second dose of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines. That date also the same deadline for workers to get their single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Senator Kristen Sinema is calling the delay to vote on the bipartisan infrastructure deal that she helped negotiate inexcusable. The Arizona Democrat firing off a blistering response to Nancy Pelosi's letter to Democrats saying that the party needed more time to work out an agreement. In the statement, Sinema argued that good faith negotiations do require trust, adding that canceling the vote further erodes that trust. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
And
now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Jacqueline, the other issue, and it's reared its head in the mayor's race, and it is going to be an interesting race for mayor between Adams and Sliwa because, as you know, Republicans are outnumbered, like I think it's 8-1 in registrations and so forth. You have to have basically a miracle happen for a Republican to just get elected. But in low turnout elections, a lot of times the bets are off. And so there's no telling, really. The last several municipal elections in New York have been pathetically low. I think de Blasio was elected with all of 17% of the voting public. So you have this tiny little sliver of people making these huge decisions about who leads the most important city on planet Earth. And hopefully you're going to be a voice that's speaking common sense into that equation. But wanted to get back to this. There have been a lot of jobs and companies that have left New York for Texas, for Florida, North Carolina. They're going to places where taxes are more friendly, certainly not as they don't create as many barriers. What would you like to see happen for the small businesses in your district if you were to be elected city council?
So I am a capitalist at heart. I'm also a conservative at heart. I do not believe in handouts. I've heard other Republican candidates talk about what they're going to do. Look, I think the thing to do is to not hinder them any longer. The administration here, the local administration, has been punitive towards business owners and workers. I mean, you can just look at the restaurant situation. They went after them egregiously during COVID, and now they are basically making them discriminate. This is going to wreak havoc. Perhaps it's intentional. I actually think it is intentional. It's a means to usher in BLM, and there will be lawsuits and there will be settlements, and the losers are going to be taxpayers and workers. So what I would say is, number one, to help people get back to work is to let them work. Open up everything. We've been closed for too long. The vaccine is available to anyone that wants it. Anyone that doesn't want it shouldn't be forced to get it. Open everything up and let people have a chance at making a living. That's the first thing. Permits, they're very hard to get. Why? It makes zero sense. You want people to be able to work. So make these things accessible. You don't have to give handouts, but you can definitely partner with people that actually strive to make ends meet in life. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. You were on a roll, and I didn't want to interrupt you. I want to go back to your comment on vaccines there. I'm judging from that, then, that you would not be in favor of a citywide mandated vaccine implementation, particularly for kids.
100%. I'm completely against it. Completely against it. I'm vaccinated, but I got vaccinated for all the wrong reasons. I got vaccinated because I saw what was coming, and I wanted to be able to eat out and go about my life. And I knew that the walls were closing in, and they were going to make it very difficult. I'm pro, again, freedom. I'm pro people having autonomy over their body, making their own choice. At this point, we all have access to information, and we all have access to ignore information. So I don't believe in bribing people to get vaccinated. I believe that if people want to get vaccinated, that's their right. If people don't care about it, don't want to research it, have no interest, let them live their lives. If the vaccine works, you're fine. If the vaccine doesn't work, that's a whole other conversation. But the messaging has been absolutely terrible on this. And again, the vaccine's readily available. I am not pro-enforcing anything on anyone.
All right. Jacqueline Tobarov, thank you for your time tonight. And if people want to, anywhere in the U.S., help you get elected, where do they go to give the money? And if they're in the tri-state area and they want to come and they want to walk neighborhoods for you, what are the next opportunities that people can use to get involved with your campaign?
I would super appreciate that. So if you want to donate, and I'd be super grateful for any donation, because number one, campaign finance board matches 8-1 for anyone that donates in New York City. But of course, anywhere in America, look, money is money, and I'm going up against a machine. So I'd appreciate it. You can go to jackie4nyc.com. That's JACKIEFORNYC.com. And I post all the time on Instagram. I'm looking for volunteers, but I'm also looking to spread the word, to meet constituents. So you can visit me on Instagram at Jacqueline4NYC, and that's JACQUELINEFORNYC.
All right. Jacqueline Tobarov, thank you so much, and best wishes. We'll be talking to you again in the future.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
All right, we are grateful to have you back with us here at Radio Night Live, and thankful for Jackie Toberoff and Francesca Battistelli, who, by the way, still yet to come. Another musical selection from her. And then, of course, Dr. Nicole Sapphire early in hour one with what she did. If you missed any of it, by the way, we've got free audio podcasts of everything that happens on the show. And you can now get those podcasts free of charge on all of the major podcast providers. We're even on Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, of course, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and the other 500 aggregators that are out there that will key off of mostly Apple Podcasts URLs. But the point is, if you have a favorite podcast aggregator, look us up. Kevin McCullough or Radio Night Live or Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio, some version of all of those should lead you to where you can find us. Now, I want to say thank you. This last week, we had a big week, and I got to see my good friends Mike and Beth Connors twice. They came on our – we have an annual client cruise around the Statue of Liberty and in the East Harbor of Manhattan. And it's always amazing. We suspended it in 2020 because of COVID, but we were able to shove off with about 150 of our closest friends and clients and programmers and so forth from the Salem stations here locally, and just a beautiful night. And my morning man here in New York is Joe Piscopo, the former SNL comic and of course genius Sinatra impersonator for all those years. And he did a great job. But two nights later, a bunch of us found ourselves at the same place all over again. We were at the Catholic Charities of Brooklyn and Queens, and they were having their awards ceremonies honoring their Humanitarians of the Year award. Now, people have asked, you went to Catholic Charities, does that mean you're Catholic, Kevin? No, I'm not. I'm evangelical, but I have great friendships with people that are Catholic that are doing phenomenal work for all kinds of issues, including the pro-life issues that I care so much about. But I was very eager to go to this particular event because they were honoring Mike and Beth Connors of Connors and Sullivan, the law firm here in New York that basically owns the studio rights to the naming rights of my studio, Studio 111, the Connors and Sullivan broadcast studio. So the great advertiser, great partner, great person, have had a chance to be in their home. They have gotten to know my kids somewhat tacitly through more social media than anything else. But Beth has this big affection for our kids, and she even gave them a whole bunch of dinosaurs that her kids played with when they were first born. And to this day, my six-year-old daughter, she loves to carry a dinosaur around more than a baby doll, which is kind of cool. But anyway, because of that close friendship, they had asked us to be in attendance because Mike was being honored as one of the Humanitarians of the Year for Catholic Charities. And so we went. But Joe Piscopo was the entertainment for the night. So it was kind of like another station event. Even our general manager, Jerry Crowley, was there. And Joe does this great set. He's got all these Sinatra classics that he's really mastered and does such a phenomenal job on. But then there was a very special moment, and in keeping with Ladies' Night tonight, in which he called up a listener that happened to also be a friend of the Connors that was sitting at one of the tables that they had sponsored. Her name is Peggy Eason. She has a lot of talent that a lot of people don't know about. But Joe Piscopo knew she had talent, and I wanted you to see what happened completely unrehearsed. And in the middle of his basically entertainment set, this was after all the awards have been given out, and this was really just for the benefit of the people there. But watch what happens when he brings this blind, elderly woman by the name of Peggy Eason, such a sweet person, up to the stage and kind of takes the audience's breath away. Watch this.
Let me swing among the stars. Let me know what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, Peggy, kiss me.
instantaneous duetting from Joe Piscopo and Peggy Eason. It was just a really feel-good moment. Nobody in the room knew that she could sing. But here Joe did, pulled her up, and she just stole the show and won everybody's hearts over that night. Really great time. And big congratulations to Mike Connors for being honored as the Humanitarian of the Year award from the Catholic Charities of Brooklyn and Queens. He's a Brooklyn-based attorney that is spoken well of in all the legal journals across the city and state, and does a great job here in the New York area. You ever need life end of life planning, Connors and Sullivan is the team to go to. All right, we've got one more segment straight ahead. Last hour, Francesca Battistelli did her new song, God is Good. That is from the new movie that is out this weekend, first time, God's Not Dead, number 4. And I hope that you'll go see it. It deals with some very important issues. But when she comes back, a hit from one of her most recent albums prior to this new single. It's called The Breakup Song, and she'll do it for us here on Radio Night Live. And again, you miss any part of the show, we've got it all podcasted. SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, iHeart, Radio, TuneIn, the list goes on and on. We're coming right back, live from New York. It's Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was already, I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, the musical star of God is Good, Francesca Battistelli.
Being sick and tired. Had as much of you as I can take. I'm so done, so over being afraid. I've gone through the motions, I've been back and forth. I know that you're thinking you've heard this before. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just gonna say it, yeah. Fear you don't own me. There ain't no room in this story. And I ain't got time for you telling me what I'm not like. You know me. Well, guess what? I know who I am. I know I'm strong. And I am free. Got my own identity. So fear. You will never be welcome here. Take a minute, let it settle in. You probably never saw it coming. Something's gotta give, so I give up you.
Francesca Battistelli and the breakup song, one of the singles that she had out before.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.